Well, we're heading towards one of Australia's biggest race days, the Golden Slipper at 4:10 on Saturday. This is your podcast preview of the legs of the quaddy, and straight off the top, we've got a 10-race card, but take note, the quaddy on Saturday on races 6, 7, 8 and 9. It won't be on the Provincial Championship qualifier, which was the added race. So take note, the Rose Hill quaddy on Saturday starts with the Rose Hill Guineas and finishes with the Epona. And Paul Joyce has done the form. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. Looking forward to Golden Slipper Day, obviously. It's been impacted by this terrible weather in Sydney. So these tips are done for a genuine heavy. And by that, I mean a heavy 9 or a heavy 10, Andrew, because I can't see it getting any better than that. Unless you have some new information handy.
No, the forecast just looks ordinary, and Friday and particularly race day, it might even be open for rain as well. So, look, it's rated a heavy 9 as we record this on Thursday, and I think, as you say, that's probably going to be the best that we'll get if the forecast is right. So emphasising again, the legs of the quaddy are on races 6, 7, 8 and 9. So what about the Rose Hill Guineas?
Yeah, well, let's start with the Rose Hill Guineas because, for me, it's probably the trickiest race to map of the quaddy legs. Now, there's no obvious leader in this race. You know, most of these horses sort of stepping up to the 2,000 metres. We're on a very heavy track, so it's going to be a gruelling test, and I'm not sure which horse will want to take up the running and do the hard work. I expect one of the roughies, maybe Harper's Choice. He has led throughout to win a race at Canterbury during the earlier season. And Hollywood Moe, who's drawn the inside gate, it's not his pattern to go forward, but it wouldn't surprise me if off the inside gate they tried something a bit different with him. But outside of that, Andrew, it's very hard to find an on-pace runner. Look, I'm just sticking with class with my first leg of the quaddy. I've gone 9, 4, 6, and 1. I'm very keen on Impavido each way at a bit of a price. Now, I did back this horse in the Randwick Guineas at big odds, and he should have run a clear second. He was coming with the winner Inference at the top of the straight, but Inference got to the outside rail first. Impavido tried to get there but ran into a dead end and lost his momentum. Picked up again late, hit the line as good as Inference late. I'm not saying he would have beaten Inference in that race, but I'm sure he would have run second. I'm going to stick with him each way. Number 9, Impavido, to beat number 4, Inference. No knock at all on his win in the Randwick Guineas coming from last to first. I just wonder where he'll be in a slowly run race if you do want to take the short quote. But he is proven on a heavy track, so a big plus there for him. Number 6, Anaheim. Very interesting runner for me. He impressed me when I was down in Melbourne at the end of the spring. He won over 1,800 at Flemington. He's only had the 2 runs back this time. And I thought out of the Australian Guineas, his run was the eye-catcher. So I'm going to throw him in. He has had 1 start on heavy and finished 2nd. And the best of the rest, number 1 prized icon, the Victorian Derby winner. Of course, he came 2nd in the Australian Guineas. So we've got both form lines covered there, the Randwick and Australian Guineas, Andrew. 9, 4, 6, and 1.
9, 4, 6, and 1 in the Rose Hill Guineas. The big one of the day, the Golden Slipper. Draw was done back on Tuesday on the prospect of a 9 or a 10 come the weekend. How does it set up for pace?
Yeah, look, pace here. I've got explosive pace and loads of pressure. I mean, the speed horses have drawn out, haven't they? We've got Hoots and we've got She Will Reign. Now, they've both drawn off the track, and drawn inside them is a stack of speed. Basically, I've got 11 of the 16 runners as potentially on-pace runners, which, for me, probably makes me go looking for some back markers if you're looking for a straight-out or each-way bet. And I'll give you my numbers at this stage, Andrew, on the heavy track. 13, 9, 11, 12, and 15. I'm really warming to the 13, Frolic. She's double-figure odds. She beat She Will Reign last start at Randwick, and she beat her convincingly. Yeah, she found the best part of the track in the straight, but she had to come from last. She went past the whole field. She was strong through the line, and the Riesling is a really reliable slipper form reference. I'm sure she'll get a fast tempo again. She's definitely going to get a heavy track again. So why can't she win it, or at least run a very big race? I've got the 13 Frolic on top in the Golden Slipper. Danger is the horse she beat in the Riesling. Oh, sorry, number 9, Catchy's my Danger, of course, 4 from 4. Blue Diamond winner. Hasn't run on anything like a soft or heavy track. That's the query with her, but you can't fault her form. And the Blue Diamond form of all the form lines, I've got it down as the strongest of the lot. Number 11 for third, which was Tulip. She ran 4th in the Blue Diamond, so there's the right form, and then won the soft on the Magic Night last Saturday. So that looks the right sort of form. Then I've got number 12, She Will Run in for 4th. I'm just a bit worried about where she gets to in the run with all that pace and pressure we've identified. So I've shuffled her back to 4th. And number 15, Hewitson, I don't want to leave her out because she's undefeated 4 from 4, and I've got a soft spot for her, but I just have a feeling that wide gate, stack of speed drawn underneath her on a heavy track, I can just see it taking its toll late. And interesting to note, Andrew, out of all the fillies that have won a Magic Millions, not one of them has been placed in the Golden Slipper. So it's not an easy thing to do for a filly. I'll go 13, 9, 11, 12 and 15.
Michael Friedman to win it with Tommy Berry, and the thoughts of Paul Joyce at this stage in the Golden Slipper. Another Group 1 on Slipper Day is the Galaxy over the 1100. And again, 1100 Group 1, race worth 700,000. There's got to be pace here, Paul.
Yeah, there is again. I've got High Pressure written down in my notes. Heatherly, obviously, up from Victoria, real speed stuff. We've got Russian Revolution drawn right off the track, so it'll have to press on. And then in between, you've got the likes of Fartner. You've got Red Zell, who's a real speedster. Miss Promiscuity, Jungle Edge. The list goes on and on. We've left out Music Magnate. So stack of speed. I've gone 2, 8, 3 and 12. Really warming to the 2 Fell Swoop here for Matty Dale. Wouldn't he be great if he could win his great Group 1? He's been knocking on the door with this horse. First up in the Oakley Plate, he was galloped on. He pulled up sore there with a bit of an injury. He's had the 3 weeks off. He looks as though he's come back in good order to me. He's got great form on soft tracks, and he's only run on a heavy track, even though in the form guide there has a zero. I went back and watched the replay, and he was a certainty beaten that day in a race at Randwick. So his wet track form should almost read perfectly, and I think with that fast pace up front, Huey Bowman will tuck in behind them, and Fell Swoop can let loose. He's won 2 from 3 here at Rose Hill, and a couple of those wins have been very impressive. So I'm keen, Fell Swoop each way. Number 8, Cupido, the danger. Thought it hit the line well in the challenge. Didn't have a lot of luck there trying to get to the outside, so I think Rose Hill will suit him better at his second go in Sydney. The 3 English, well, it won the challenge and was impressive doing it. She meets a few of these worse at the weights for that under these conditions, but I still thought it was a brave win. She's obviously come back in terrific order for Gaylord House and Adrian Bott. And the 12, Russian Revolution, impressed with the gate, but for 4 wins, only loss coming Bullmore, Flying Artie. Well, that form's just too strong not to put him in as well. So we'll go 2, 8, 3, and 12. But for any early birds, I'd be backing Fell Swoop in the Galaxy.
Righto, 2 each way to beat 8, 3, and 12 in the Galaxy. And the last leg of the quaddie, repeating again on Saturday, legs of the quaddie races are 6, 7, 8. And we finish with the opponent over the 1900, Paul.
Yeah, not so much speed in this one, Andrew. In fact, I struggled to find a lot of speed. Rose's Song dictates terms. Song and Laughter will probably keep it honest. And then we have Band Dancer on top of my list, not far away. But I don't think they'll charge along here. I've gone 7, 2, 4, and 5 to round out the quaddy. 7, Band Dancer on top. Definitely can improve off that run in the Aspiration. That was off a 49-day break. Didn't have a lot of luck behind El Lou. And I think Band Dancer will definitely appreciate the step up to 1900. Number 2, El Lou, the main danger. She probably won't appreciate the step to 1900. I know Chris Waller and Glenn Schofield were a little bit surprised how strong she was at the end of the mile winning the Aspiration. So they've thrown her up to the 1900. But I think off barrier one, she gets that smother and she's got that turn of foot. I'm definitely going to include her despite the distance rise. The 4, Allegria, well, she hasn't won for a while, but she's got some very strong form line and I think she'll be well placed at the 1900. And then I've got one of my old favourites, number 5, Happy Hannah. I always remember the day she should have won a Group 1 race here at Rose Hill over 2,000 in the Vinery. Things didn't go her way, and she just hasn't had a lot of luck since due to her racing pattern. But it won't surprise me if she bobs up and wins one at one day. So I'll go 7, 2, 4 and 5 in the opponent. Andrew, that'll cost us $32 for 10% of the quaddie. And with all those Group 1 races to get us going, you just have to play it, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And there's a big jackpots right through the day with Tab in particular around the Golden Slipper. But as I've said a number of times through this, don't get caught out with the quaddie. It is on races 6, 7, 8 and 9 come Saturday at Rose Hill. Paul, you'll be on Sky Sports Radio live on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. If there's any scratchings, which could easily happen with the makeup of the track, but you'll be on air with the very latest come Saturday morning. Thanks for your time, mate.
No, my pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Slipper Day, Rose Hill on Saturday.